You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Just a minute. Don't hang up. Hello.
Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is
that peace.
G'day Australian music fans, I'm IRC and this is episode 376 of IRC FM Australia that you can hear on IRC FM Tracks Radio. No, more about that in a minute. Stitcher Radio and Insomnia Radio Australia. You can hear the show at IRCFMAustralia.com. Anywho, I am back from Melbourne, the Festival of IRC. I had a great time. I'm feeling a little bit sporty today and a little bit proggy. Unfortunately, this show will no longer be going over to Tracks Radio as of now, pretty much, basically. They're doing a bit of a restructure and they're putting their music into a bit of a different direction and focusing more on the Brisbane music scene. So all the best to Tracks. Thank you for all the memories. 2.5 years at Tracks. That's okay. They can move in their different direction. That's totally fine. Because regardless of what else happens, I'm moving in one direction and that's forward. Today I'm feeling in a little bit of a sporty mood. So let's introduce to you Cub Sport. This is IRC FM.
Stay away, boy, you made me
Now, Shauno in San Luis Obispo, he is probably throwing things at his MP3 player of choice or his computer, depending where you are, Shauno, when you're listening to this. And Shauno, you're probably saying, "That's Paradise by Cub Scouts," and you'd be absolutely right. However, for the information of Shauno and anybody else, Cub Scouts are no more. They had to change their name because who would have thought the real Cub Scouts had a bit of sand in there for JJ, and they thought, Cub Scouts, music band. Cub Scouts, us. People will get confused. And so this week, Cub Scouts have announced that they have changed their name to Cub Sport. That's right, that's their new name, Cub Sport. That is their new single, Paradise. I've played these guys many, many times on IRC FM Australia before, but seeing as though they are changing their name and have to go through and rebrand everything, that's the reason why I'm playing the song this week. But the funny thing is, the National Scouting Association of Australia, that's not their correct title, but that's the title I'll go with, they actually knew about Cub Scouts before because, get this, they actually got Cub Scouts to perform for them at a National Scout Jamboree in Australia. But now that Cub Scouts, the band, are becoming more international, they've been to things like The Great Escape in the UK this year, you know, and they've got a new EP out. Well, they've said, enough is enough. Stop trying to confuse the children, you know, because someone has to think of the children and come up with a different name. And so, rather than get themselves sued, Cub Scouts, the band, decided to change their name. And as I said, they are now known as Cub Sport. Anywho, we are going to continue with some more great music, courtesy of SGC Media. They've really been providing me with a lot of great music these last few weeks. We're about to hear from Deep Sea Arcade. They are touring throughout Australia in September and October. They'll be playing in Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, and Melbourne. So that will be rather cool. This is their new song called Black Cat. This is Deep Sea Arcade, and I'll be back. This is IRC on IRC FM Australia, as heard on IRC FM, Insomnia Radio Australia, and Stitcher Radio.
Just a black cat, black cat. It took me all my life. grows, it grows a little feeling. I know that it's not like me. To fall for you, Miss Independent. She falls your transcendental. And so I let myself go, and it feels so good. But you broke my heart from Darwin on a line across the land. Our weatherman, it tells me that it's 32 degrees up there, and you've not a care in Darwin. I doubt did. You're not upset, and I know that means I was just a joke to you. That boring leech, I saw the photos on the book. Her hand on your chest makes me want to vomit every time I look. 'Cause you shot me down from Darwin, but I'm not gonna die. I'll be okay. What my mum says every time I start to cry. So now watch me crumble.
the friend zone.
Like me. Feet around my head, thou'll soon be walking with the dead. It's pretty, oh darling, save my city. Jangle my feet around my head and tell them everything you said. It's coming, oh darling, I'd be running. Jangle my light up, spin a box up and my hands. Oh, I got a shock, it's brighter, oh baby, please delight her.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm hoping, 'cause I don't wanna die this young. But
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Listening to AKFM Australia, and from Melbourne, that was Emperor with their song called Strange Condition, with a Vander and Young songwriting nomination. Hang on, where's that going? Yes, we don't want that. with a Vander and Young Songwriting Award nomination, recent shows abroad with Fall Out Boy and Global Live Nation Band Competition win under their belt, Melbourne's band Emperor are stepping up to the next level with Strange Condition at a national tour. Not many bands have been banned from their home country. A tirade of swearing on stage resulting in a riot shutting down a music festival is enough to do it in Singapore, and for Emperor's Sani Valu, it was an interesting introduction to the music industry with his first band Bored Fucks, spelt PH. Banished from performing with them in his own home country and heading to Melbourne, because it was the home of ACDC, of course, the scene for Emperor's creation was set. Valu's early years in the Australian music scene were equally eventful, with the death of a best friend and a bandmate, the embezzlement of his life savings by an unscrupulous studio owner, the shattering of his elbow after a fall off a Marshall stack, and a number of false starts with various lineups before Emperor was born in 2010. Obviously taking the easy way out with learning names, Valu found three guys on an internet forum all called Matt, which became his bandmates, and Emperor was born. Their first self-titled EP turned heads with its single Doesn't Make Much Sense, getting plays on radio across the country and resulting in showcases in the US. In April, it was announced that the band were the global winners of the band competition hosted by global promoters Live Nation, pocketing cash and international representation. The band quickly head into the studio, laying down what would become the new EP Strange Condition. With the band's songs showing a new depth while retaining the hooks and the accessibility of their previous work, the EP is a new beginning for a band breaking free of the shackles of their influences and creating a sound based on great songs and the experience of relentless touring around Australia and beyond. Strange Condition has already made waves even before its release, with the band shortlisted as a finalist for the prestigious Vander and Young Songwriting Competition. And so there's another band for you to look out for if you are around Australia in September and October. They will be touring around various places, including the Annandale Hotel, the Workers' Club, not sure exactly which Workers' Club that is, and also in Bendigo, amongst other places. So that's during September and October. Prior to that, we heard from Gemini Downs from Adelaide with a couple of songs that I thought that I would play for you. We heard Jangle, the very catchy Jangle, and before that, the song from Darwin. Thought I'd play that because during the Festival of Urk, I did a day trip to Darwin, and boy, was it hot up there. Spent a day up there, wouldn't necessarily want to spend a week up there, but it was nice to get out of the cold and for one day, and it's another place that I've been to now, so I can tick Darwin off the list. And that was Gemini Downs from Adelaide. Very, very catchy stuff. Speaking of catchy tunes, we heard the new single from Shepard, and that new single is called Hold My Tongue, and so that was very, very cool indeed. And we also heard from Deep Sea Arcade with their song called Black Cat. Deep Sea Arcade have spent the best part of the last year living in the UK, soaking up the culture and imparting some of their own as they laid down their Summerfall record, quickly creating the same buzz in their temporary hometown of London, which led them to be one of Sydney's most respected indie acts. And so the single that we heard was called Black Cat, and that's the first from the band's new album, which is expected to be released in early 2014. Oh my god, we're already talking about 2014 already, people. The follow-up to their 2012 debut album called Outlands. The group began as a songwriting and home recording project for founding members and schoolmates Nick McKenzie and Nick Weaver, speaking of people with the same name, when they were in their mid-teens. Using four-track tape recorders, broadcast microphones, and unconventional computer programs, they created a sinister backdrop to contrast their penchant for pop song structure and melody, After years of developing a large catalogue of demo recordings, they teamed with guitarist James and Simon, along with drummer Carlos, giving the music an energy and scope that was previously out of reach. And so they've had good airplay for their debut album, Outlands, and that was supported in Australia by Triple J and FBI, and in the UK by BBC One, BBC Six, and XFM. They have also had a sold-out album tour around Australia and a spot on the prestigious Big Day Out Festival. And so they have also toured the UK and Europe extensively, including playing at the Primavera Sound Festival in Barcelona, the Great Escape in Brighton, Liverpool Sound City, Berlin Independent Night, the Reeperbahn Festival in Hamburg, and sold out shows in London. And so they too are also touring in September, October. They are calling it the Welcome Home of Black Cat Tour in September, October, and also Hey Geronimo, who we've also featured here on Oak FM, will be along for the ride. Anywho, courtesy of our friends at Insomnia Radio, of course, this show can be heard on Insomnia Radio Australia. This is Lavers, or Lavers, I should probably say. They are from Canberra, and this song is called Dream in Japanese. I'm Erk, this is Erk FM Australia.
Thank you. matter what they do, no matter what they say, I'm out of reach, too far ahead. No turning back, I'm moving forward. Can't bring me down, I'm building a fortress. Look at me now.
Ha, got relation to motivation. Tell them since I was young I'd be living like sick patients. Every day like a life, that way I never feel it's wasted. Tell them gasping in, my body quits from lack of salivation. Walking is dancing for my fans until I'm found it. When I was little used to tell mama too fly to be grinded. And now I'm about it, I don't need this fuel, I'm running without it. For those who doubt it, silver lined every cloud that was out and made a fountain. Painted imagery, I'm a general now, but nothing general with me. I'm one of a kind, no angry styles. Unless you with me, I suggest you split or find yourself in the back of a train without a working track to hit. This reality, so being real, why you even mad at me? I just work my guts to live a fantasy. It doesn't matter if you like it or hate it, I'm out of reach, only got a couple things on the side of my radar.
No matter what they say, I'm out of reach, too far ahead. No turning back, I'm moving forward. Can't bring me down, look at me now.
Why they treating me like I don't belong? When I've been doing it so long, I've been out of beats to get on. Build myself to be a beast and never be weak on a song. I'ma murder anyone who come along too strong. Fight the been gone too long and I'm on. Had to be a grown man, had to wear my heart on my sleeve with an arm. With a word as a weapon, never let it rip it. Make sure they never heard this rhythm in them. I've been swimming in venom and still freestanding like Olympics. The hardest worker, if you meet me, consider that a privilege. I swear to God I'll make this money for my siblings, my brothers and sisters. And my mother could quit her job and have these riches. See, I was never concerned with having girls or goofy bitches. Look at how I spit these lyrics, that's reflecting how I'm living. I've been building this fortress and that's with brick by brick. So you never get in here now with a shotgun and a banana clip. Whatever you think is wrong, you'll never be able to handle this. Try and find the light and end the flaws like you had the last time.
No matter what they say, I'm out of reach, too far ahead. No turning back, I'm moving forward. Can't bring me down, I'm building a fortress. Look at me now.
No matter,
I'm out of reach. Too far ahead.
Too far, baby.
No turning back.
Nah.
I'm moving forward. Can't bring me down.
Can't bring me down.
I'm building a fortress. Oh. Look at me now.
Look at me now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I sprayed up, they caught us, send a message around. They beat the shit out me, now I'm rocking the crowd. When I was 11, I knew I was made for this industry. 1986 and the rest it was history. I'm obsessed with this imagery that they just don't get. Never mind, what a perfect fit. See that this isn't forever, I'm sick of it, I should quit. I only got one love though. It's a shame she's a bitch and I'm not feeling these fans. See these listeners itch for new material but misunderstand the lyrics. Tired to death for these round trips. When it wrong right, I miss my wife, my shotgun and my pipe. Life of a rolling stone, it don't roll right. I love you, I love you, I see you in the next life. Smells like goodbye, bye. Smells like goodbye. I
I don't wanna be here in this room all alone. I miss my whole fam and my daughter at home. They keep saying this new one is gonna be a smash. I should've won it last time, politics as usual, I guess. I'm stressed from no sleep. It's like my mind's racing, never stopping for a seat. But there's too much I keep inside to let be. All I wish from inside is they would let me do it like Frank Sinatra my way. And she don't understand my life, I'm okay, I'm just great. This weed I smoke just helps me focus and stop feeling like another Hollywood locust. I'm not a red carpet host, I'm used to isolation. Look at where I'm from, that's my inspiration. And this instigation has got me pacing, sick of my friends telling me this apartment's amazing. I feel like the surf hit the water with my mates in. Vibe to the outback sky right in the sunshine. Like, oh, I'm tired, got to study these lines. I'll hit them in the morning at 5. New York, good night. Good night. They say I'm upped up, but they're overthinking. Why you think this makeup smears from tears of misunderstood years full of fears when nobody cares? A young girl with a snotty nose, hair with nobody to it, there full of snobbiness, and I'm a loser, abuser to them, so music is soothing, therapeutic, almost medicinal, so it becomes visceral. Shame, no, my love life is miserable. Too many drunk nights had me feeling invisible. Liquor is my pedestal, doing it with rest only ever temporary. Typical, drop the empathy, your pity just make issues. Dose up the eyeshadow and wear this wig till it looks silly. I swear to God, one day these shots will kill me. But vodka is a must with no trust for those near me. I'm sick of feeling crap, ending up with bloody kneecaps. And for your feedback, I don't need that. It's Pino, I'ma keep that and lean back. Why you think they tried to make me go to?
A little bit of the hip-hop here on IRC FM Australia. Not one of my preferred genres, but I did enjoy listening to those two songs. That was Dialect, who was originally from Perth in Western Australia, now calling Los Angeles home. He has spent time as a battle MC in Los Angeles. He's originally from Perth, which was the same hometown as Heath Ledger, who, of course, we all know played the Joker in the Batman movies in his last movie before he died. Heath Ledger has always been a massive inspiration to Dialect, and Ledger is actually one of the people who Dialect writes about in that last song that we heard, Not Today, which addresses personal aspects of the late actor's life. The first song that we heard from Dialect was called Fortress, and that song is now being played on Channel V throughout Asia and also on MTV throughout Asia, radio stations in Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia, America and Europe. He has performed with Exhibit in Guam and recently collaborated with Royster 5'9", Sendog of Cypress Hill, the godfather of Latino hip-hop, OG Kid Frost, and a lot more. Prior to that, from Canberra, we heard from indie rockers Lavers, once described as Freddie Mercury and Noel Gallagher having a commitment ceremony and adopting a child, that child would be Laver's. They've supported Julia Stone and also became a finalist in Music ACT's Song of the Year. They have become one of the flag bearers for the Canberra music scene. And so some of their influences include the Beatles, Fleet Foxes, The Verve, The Smiths, Johnny Marr and Bernard Butler. And they are from Canberra. Now we are about to move on and we're going to stay in Perth, Western Australia for a little bit longer. We are about to hear a song called Calling by Freedom Blue. Freedom Blue say that when it comes to standing up for a cause, some people protest, some people shout and others argue in a war of words. And sometimes when words fail, music speaks. If there is a musical equivalent of a message in a bottle, then Freedom Blue is it. Fronted by activist and writer Ken Varley, the band hoped to spread the word for the cause of the protection of our ocean planet. Varley is a passionate defender of whales and dolphins and has now made several trips to the infamous killing cove of Taiji in Japan to protest the brutal annual slaughter of thousands of dolphins. It was a life-changing event and he has been fighting to make their plight known ever since. Freedom Blue is the musical voice representing a growing legion of people worldwide who care for the planet, its oceans and their inhabitants. The band sports the talent of a group of charismatic and passionate Western Australian musos who genuinely love making music. Ably backed up and driven by guitarist Chrissy Sanford and Mal Ozzy Osborne and backed up by the solid style drummer of Ian Reid, perfect harmonies courtesy of the Pirate Divas, keyboard Janice Cullen and bassist Terry Pritchard, they are aiming to raise the stakes in the activism and awareness game. Loudly with a beat and even commit some acts of musical piracy on the high seas along the way. Proceeds from the sale of Freedom Blue's music are channeled back into whale and dolphin conservation initiatives. And so let's hear the song now called Calling. This is Urk on Urk FM Australia.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Irk FM. Oh, my God.
The path of his life. Where is he going? He doesn't quite know. Like chocolates, what a surprise. Down he will go, and deeper than most. The air that we breathe is still there. There's oxygen in all the world to fuel the hungry mind. Oxygen. Of his spirit, he encounters resistance. He's gone through so many stages. Perhaps he will fight and emerge in the light with a wisdom to last through the ages. Down he will go. That's right, imagine it going on that beat that it goes. Perhaps he will fight and emerge in the light with a wisdom to last through the ages.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from the podcast.
Yeah.
And oh, with a pale face, somewhat lukewarm fence, and I serendipitously coincide with the mainstream. Better wait, fans, cause that's the news of the hour. Apply the method, use your instinct. Stay positive and think quick. Make your mind up. Yes, you're right.
From Queensland, that was Propaganda Can. Propaganda Clan with a couple of songs, Oxygen, and that last one was called Dog Whisperer. Cam Gold is a trendy, young at heart Indigenous musician who is best known for his part in the hip, vibrant and funky outfit known as Propaganda Clan. He has recorded with many nationally acclaimed acts, including Dragonfly, The Brutals, Pure Tane, Midnight Oil, Jason Cadd, and Goanna. Also having TV performances with Goanna, Dragonfly, Kylie, Rick Price, Peter Andre, and The Models. He has also been drummer for some well-known Australian acts, including The Models and Christine Arnoux. He's had a great involvement in a lot of different festivals as part of Propaganda Clan, including Livid in 1999, Bless Your Black Arts Festival in 2003, St Kilda Arts Festival 2004, Tribal Expressions at the Melbourne Commonwealth Games in 2006, Brisbane Big Sound Showcase in 2007, April Nuclear Fools Day Rally in 2008, Mona Firma Festival 2009, The Dreaming Festival 2010, and Scorcher Festival in 2013. So we're going to move from some Queensland electronica and we are going to go down to some Melbourne and hear some prog rock and a lot more. When I was down in Melbourne over the last week as part of the Festival of Irk, I made it to Progfest, which is in the middle of going around the various parts of Australia at the moment for progressive music of all different sorts, including rock and metal and a lot more. I wasn't there the whole day because I actually went to a couple of football games, including one before Progfest. I wasn't there the whole time, but there was a lot of music there. And if you do get the chance to go to Progfest and you're into this sort of music, you definitely should consider it. We are about to hear from one of the acts that I saw during Progfest in Melbourne. From Melbourne, this is Toe Hider with their song Whatever Makes You Feel Superior. And this is from the forthcoming album What Kind of Creature Am I? And this is a hilarious bio, so I'm going to read it in full. This is probably the most over-the-top thing Toe Hider has done. More over the top than arm wrestling Sylvester Stallone so hard that the bone pops out of the skin. More over the top than Orson Welles providing the voice to a giant robotic planet like that's like 400 times the size of a regular Transformer. Heavily influenced by the likes of The Darkness, Lionel Richie, 12 Foot Ninja, Queen and Mariah Carey, this track is fun for the whole family. In fact, here's a review of the track by a family of four. Dad says, I like this song as it reminds me of cool old stuff from the 70s when men were not afraid to scream their nuts out. Mum said, this is a nice song because lyrically it sends a message of tolerance and promotes the idea that although we may have different beliefs and opinions, we can all live in harmony. Plus, the band name is cute and fun. Brother said, this song has big DeGenti 5-string guitar riffs and it sounds like something out of a damn Michael Bay film. Even though I don't watch Michael Bay films, I'm into anime, but whatever. And the sister said, I think it's fun and catchy and has a good beat. Also, I know Amy. Pets such as dogs, for example, think that it's cool too. So we are about to hear Whatever Makes You Feel Superior from Toe Hider, our penultimate artist here on Oak FM for this week.
So passionately, wait, there must be more than it. I tend to tap out momentarily. Every time I close my eyes, I marvel at the power of the mind's persuasion. Yeah.
Encased in this cell,
with a little bit of prog doom metal to finish up there. That was Rise of Avernus from Sydney with Beneath the Frozen Hands of Time and Upon a Field of Stone. Also saw these guys at Progfest, and later on in the year, October, November 2013, they'll be touring nationally with Enslaved. Their debut self-titled free track EP was officially released in March 2012, and their debut album is hopefully coming very, very soon. Great, great band live. I really enjoy seeing these guys live. They were, of course, on the Whiplash Festival last year, and this is the first time that I'd seen them in a few months, so it was really, really good. I was looking for something to do on the Saturday night, and, oh, Progfest is on. Oh, Rise of Avernus are on, even better. And so it was a really, really good time at Progfest, and I'm hoping to feature some tracks next week on IRC FM Australia. Indeed, with bands such as Rise of Avernus, you can also hear them on IRC FM Metal Monday, which this week celebrates 100 episodes. So congratulations to IRC from IRC FM Metal Monday for 100 episodes. It was an absolutely epic episode. One of the longest IRC FM episodes ever, 3.5 hours, but it was totally worth it. You know, you don't celebrate 100 episodes of any podcast, you know, every week. So I thought, yeah, a couple of special guests, which was absolutely awesome. And I really, really enjoyed putting that particular show together. So if you like your tunes hard, check out IRC FM Metal Monday, which is on Mondays, hosted by me and About Metal. On this week's episode, we have heard from Club Sport, Deep Sea Arcade, Gemini Downs, Shepard, Emperor, Lavers, Dialect, Freedom Blue, Propaganda Clan, Towhider, and Rise of Avernus. We certainly had a wide variety of styles this week. Music supplied by Airplay Direct, SCG Media, the artist directly, and also via Insomnia Radio. If all of this music isn't enough, check out my sister show to this one, IRC FM International. IRC FM Australia brings you great music from around Australia each and every Friday, and IRC FM International looks at music from outside Australia each and every Wednesday here on IRC FM. And if all that's not enough, check out IRC FM Metal Monday, already said that. Check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, Music Podcasting Made Easy. There's over 40 people just like me bringing you great independent and unsigned music each and every day, pretty much. There's lots of different shows, and if you keep in contact via the social media, via the social networks, you'll find out when each and every show is released. And also don't forget to check out the flagship podcast of the Association of Music Podcasting, Amped New Music Weekly, which is presented each and every Monday with a new host and submissions by various podcasters. Anywho, I'm IRC, nice and nice and refreshed after my trip down to Melbourne. Will be absolutely awesome. It was absolutely awesome. It was so awesome. Had a really good time down there. It was great. Met a lot of new people. Got to check out some bands, and it was rather, rather cool. The Melbourne live music scene, dudes, is absolutely awesome. Until next time, I'm IRC. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, music is life, and see you next week. Good night, Interweb.